Good morning. It's Thursday, August 27, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's digest is anchored by a paradigm-shifting NYT piece on intrinsic capacity, the WHO-backed composite metric poised to become the gold standard for proving whether longevity interventions actually work. A sweeping Nature Medicine analysis finds that more than half of 51 tested interventions moved no aging clock at all, challenging the assumptions behind a multi-billion-dollar supplement market. Elsewhere, new large study data shows HRT cuts Alzheimer's risk by 16% in women, and an approved Japanese diabetes drug quietly reverses muscle loss in aging mice, tackling a condition with zero approved treatments worldwide. From the research desk. The headline, Intrinsic Capacity, the Most Important Longevity Metric You've Never Heard Of. According to the New York Times, the WHO's concept of intrinsic capacity, a composite score spanning cognition, mobility, vitality, sensory function, and psychological well-being, may be the most consequential number in aging that most people have never encountered. This is the one to read today. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. HRT users are 10 to 16% less likely to develop dementia, large study finds. From Countryfile. A large observational study found that women who used hormone replacement therapy were 10% less likely to develop any form of dementia and 16% less likely to develop Alzheimer's disease specifically, compared with non-users. Sam Altman-backed Retro Biosciences doubles down on Alzheimer's drug after early trial setback. From Business Insider, Retro Biosciences, the longevity company seeded with $180 million by Sam Altman, is escalating to higher doses of its lead Alzheimer's candidate RTR-242 after Phase 1 results disappointed. In supplement news, most longevity interventions don't move the aging clock, and senolytics go both ways. From Nature Medicine, a sweeping review of 51 longevity interventions covered by Medical Daily citing a Nature Medicine analysis found that more than half failed to measurably shift any epigenetic aging clock. L-Biba, the exercise molecule that controls how hard your body responds to training. From Fight Aging, new research from Fight Aging, that's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily, see you tomorrow.